You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We had the Uber CEO. Of course, I got rid of the other Uber CEO who was threatening to spend millions to investigate journalists who exposed negative things about his corporation. So he's gone. That guy, Travis Kalanick, if that's how you pronounce his name. We have so many foreigners who are running our country now, it's hard to keep up with their names. We've got some more leaks coming out of Google. Of course, a division of Google run by another guy. His name is not John Smith, by the way. These people who have been brought in, apparently, to run our country for us because we seem to have some antiquated idea about liberty or something. They got to get rid of, they got to find people from other countries. We kind of think that might be the case, wouldn't you? I don't know. I mean, we look at this across the board. But, you know, hey, I'm just a xenophobic racist for saying something like that. But can't help but notice the Uber CEO drawing a comparison between his self-driving autonomous car killing a pedestrian and the assassination of Khashoggi, the journalist, political dissident, by Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia. In a rare moment of candid truth. Of course, he's walked that back. But we're going to take a look at how that literally is true, folks. We're going to take a look at, give you some updates as to what's going on with the takeover of our society. And, of course, this issue with Google vacuuming up data on everybody, health data now. Now they're getting a backdoor, and I just want you to understand how this is metastasizing. I've talked about this with Sidewalk Labs, that the real purpose of Sidewalk Labs is to control physical space. And, you know, that's ultimately about controlling you. And so they're working with governments to implement this UN agenda to corral everybody into the cities where they can watch you, get you out of your car, get you out of your home. You'll be living on, walking on the sidewalks. That's why they call it Sidewalk Labs. And as the people in Toronto who were so excited because they're going to protect the environment, as they realized what Google was doing, they said, wait a minute, this is just an effort to know everything about us, even tracking what trash we're throwing away. And along those lines, Google has now been exposed as vacuuming up everybody's health data by going to health and companies. One of the health companies that they're working with exposed the information to the Wall Street Journal. And they said, yeah, it's not just Google. It's also Amazon and Apple and Microsoft, all these companies, right? They have been put in control of the internet and of cyberspace. It was developed and designed by a DARPA psychologist for that very purpose. They were funded as it physically became, as the technology caught up and that idea was able to be implemented after they had the bandwidth and the switching circuits that would make it practical in the 1990s, when still you didn't have a lot of bandwidth compared to today. You really had to be careful on your websites as to how much graphics you put up on your website. Now, you know, now people don't think anything about embedding videos and animations and so forth because the bandwidth has gone up, and it's going to go up by another order of magnitude or more with 5G. But back in the day when it first became practical, they rushed to put their people, the intelligence community, and the CIA and others rushed to put their people on the boards of venture capital firms. As a matter of fact, the CIA openly created a venture capital firm for the first time to create these companies that are now monitoring and collecting information on every aspect of our lives. So we'll take a look at the Uber CEO telling you the truth. Autonomous cars are like assassination, and they are going to kill your freedom and your liberty and your constitution and your country and you. We'll be right back We're going to take a look at an update to what happened in the New Yorkers Veterans Day Parade as well. Stay with us.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, we don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, November the 12th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. And today we're going to take a look at the technocratic elite, the state of their takeover of our society, of our world. We had the Uber CEO say that autonomous cars are like assassination, and I'm going to show you how they are assassinating everything that they hate. They hate us for our freedoms. They are the real people who are terrorizing us, and I'm going to show you how this is rolling out in the guise of protecting our environment. We're also going to talk about judicial hoodwinking, an article. As you probably saw in the Drudge Report, or as you may know, the Supreme Court's getting ready to take a look at the Dreamer issue. Will President Trump be allowed to overturn a executive directive from a subordinate of the previous president? You would think that this would not be anything to even be talked about, let alone something that would go all the way to the Supreme Court. This is judicial hoodwinking, folks. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Nikki. What the hell is she doing? Yet again, and people across the political spectrum are doubling down on what I said yesterday. I said, this is a very dangerous woman, and she is plotting her course to run for president. And so we'll take a look at her political ambitions and her Machiavellian tactics. What a dangerous individual. And the thing that concerns me the most is how transparent what she is doing is. But how many people I know really think that Nikki Haley hung the moon? It's unbelievable to me. It's like, you really know nothing about this woman. You're not paying any attention. So we're going to define her character for you. And we'll also take a look at the desperation of the Democrats, as they have now had their filing deadline pass, and so the, you know, several states now. So it looks like their field of candidates is locked in. I guess we could call them the field of dreamers. If you nominate them, they will come. So we'll take a look at what's going on with them as well. But before we do, let's just take a look at the news. We had, of course, yesterday was Veterans Day. And I talked about the fact that President Trump was going to be the first president in the 100 years of the parade in New York City, the Veterans Day parade in New York City, to attend. Even though for the last 35 years, even, you know, and when President Reagan was president, they extended an invitation to every president since Reagan, including Reagan, and nobody besides Trump went. And as I pointed out, the veterans who were running the parade said, you know, we were broke in 1995. We only had $1.21 in the bank. And he wrote us a check for $350,000. He also funded Vietnam Veterans Memorial Plaza with $1 million of his own money in New York City. And as interesting as that was, I thought it was even more interesting that the military-industrial complex gave $0. And so we wrote 200 companies, many of them who sold weapons for soldiers, to contribute to this. And I said, well, what they don't realize is that these people have absolutely no regard for the lives of the soldiers. They're the ones who are pushing these wars. It's going to get even worse, folks, when you take a look at what they're talking about with the autonomous killing robots. And I've talked to Professor Noel Sharkey in the past. Need to get him on again. Talking about how do we stop these? Putin is talking about it. And the cynical people are going to say, yeah, that's because we're ahead of him. Well, you know, you are unleashing a Pandora's box, to put it mildly, with these autonomous killing machines. And Professor Noel Sharkey from Ireland has been working, trying to get this stopped. You know, of course it's going to happen. There'll be a autonomous killing machine gap. Like Dr. Strangelove. Oh, we gotta catch up to them Ruskies or those Chinese or whatever. It's coming. It's coming. And it's going to make veterans out of a lot of us. With no laws to stop them, defense firms are on track to make killer robots a reality. The same people who wouldn't contribute a dime to the veterans holiday. But the one person who also did show up to the parade was Mayor de Blasio. He was roundly booed, and we got a clip of that. Let's play video clip number 5.
You, de Blasio!
No,
you're not there for a fucking scumbag!
Oh, we missed that one. Yes, he was... Probably the most unpopular mayor I think I've ever seen in any town, certainly in New York. De Blasio was booed and jeered by spectators. As he marched, among the thousands of spectators at the parade was Kathy Lesser, 53, who said she booed De Blasio, quote, as loudly as I could. He's a moron, and he doesn't represent the heart of New York. He's a poor excuse of a leader and a man. He should step down and allow someone with integrity and honor to lead the city. So that was his response. Now, in Portland, we had another response. We had some people on Veterans Day standing on a bridge doing a flag wave to honor the veterans on Sunday. And, of course, it being Portland, Oregon, that triggered an individual who showed up and got violent with them. And she attacked a woman. And first she started screaming, F the Proud Boys, and then attacked a woman that was part of the flag-waving group. And then another woman, who happens to be a mixed martial arts fighter, Tara LaRosa, said she used her jiu-jitsu skills to take down the woman who allegedly started the fight. And she said the woman punched her 8 to 10 times and bit her breast through her clothing. But they held her until the police got there and took her away. She was screaming, you don't know what Donald Trump is. I don't agree with Trump. So, therefore, she is allowed to get violent with people, very violent with people. That's justified in the minds of the left, the people who hate America, who hate Trump, who hate our veterans, who hate our freedoms. They hate us for our freedoms. Let's just understand that. It's not Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They were the allies of John McCain and Barack Obama, you know, the two people who ran against each other in 2008. They both liked ISIS, but neither McCain nor Obama like our freedoms. They don't like our Constitution either. Funny thing how that works, or Declaration of Independence. And then University of Virginia, for their Veterans Day ceremony, they canceled their 21-gun salute for Veterans Day. I guess they figured it was going to trigger somebody, right? And that's exactly what they said. They said they were very concerned that it would cause panic among the students at the University of Virginia. And so they canceled it. The ROTC individual, who was the UVA president, Jim Ryan, wrote on Facebook, and he also worked with the colonel of the ROTC, to say that, no, we're going to have everything but firearms, because, you know, firearms are just too disturbing. And I guess the next question is, are they going to ban all fireworks displays on the 4th of July on New Year's Eve? Are they going to ban that as well? You know, we have to endorse the feelings. The feelings. And the feelings are, guns are bad. Even in formerly free Virginia. Virginia, where the founder said, no free man shall be disbarred the use of guns, and guns deserve a place of honor among all things that are good. Why? Because they're used to protect our freedoms. That's one of the reasons that they shoot them on Veterans Day, because people use guns to defend our freedom. And our freedoms are hated by these people, quite frankly. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll talk about the he who shall not be named, Eric CIA Romella. I figured out how to pronounce his name, actually. We'll give you the real pronunciation of it, but I think the malapropism is more appropriate. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way, and so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Appropriate. We're coming in with Vivaldi as we're going to talk about another guy with an Italian name, CIA Ramella. I found out how to pronounce it. Charamella. I guess I got to get Leo Zagami to come in and give me some Italian lessons. But I prefer CIA Ramella because the malicious coup needs to be represented by a malapropism, doesn't it? CIA Ramella. I've been talking about this guy for a while. As a matter of fact, it's now 14 days that we had real clear investigations. Scream it real loud and clear back on October the 30th. And now all of the, we got the Federalists here. The media holds a massive double standard about naming whistleblowers, doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. Legacy media, as he calls it. Well, you know, we've had all these different terms. Legacy media. Mainstream media, the prostitutes, the Operation Mockingbird media, that was a CIA operation to feed them the information and then have Walter Cronkite and the rest of the news anchors, to Dan Rather and all these people, just repeat whatever the CIA wrote for them. They would have the, you know, the people just enter that into the teleprompters. They could just read it off to you, right? That's the way the mainstream, legacy, prostitute, mockingbird media. But I prefer, actually, the term, as I pointed out yesterday, I prefer the term checkmark video, because now they're getting checkmarks from the same people. DARPA, they created NewsGuard using their corporate beard. Microsoft, their favorite corporate beard, of course. Microsoft, which was the first corporation to join the PRISM program, as you saw in the Snowden slides. And then you've got all the rest of these corporations getting in there. Apple joined as soon as Steve Jobs was out, and they put Tim Cook in there. So the checkmark media, because that's what they get. They get a checkmark. They get a checkmark from NewsGuard, from DARPA, from all these different fact-checking sites. And you can trust everything the New York Times and Washington Post and ABC, CBS, NBC, NBC, NPR, all these people, MSNBC, Fox, all the everything they say. You can trust it, especially if it's about the government and the CIA and our foreign wars and intelligence and surveillance of the public. Trust them. They never lie to you. They would never lie to you about 9/11, for example, or the JFK assassination or these other events like the beginning of the Vietnam War. They would never lie to you about any of that stuff. Gulf of Tonkin. So the checkmark media. We could also call them the blank check media. The blank check media, because that's what they've got. They got a blank check from government. They got a blank check from the big corporations that sell products to them. Big pharmaceutical companies, the military industrial complex people, and then just, of course, you know, all the people who sell vacuum cleaners and napkins and the rest of the stuff go there because they wind up getting a big audience. And so now we have Twitter, which is trying to cover up his name as well. YouTube has banned any mention of his name across the entire place. He who shall not be named. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, even though there was a ban on Fox News of saying he who shall not be named, putting him out there, I guess we ought to have a meme. We should refer to the whistleblower, quote-unquote whistleblower. You can't blow a whistle on something that you haven't observed, right? And we saw the complaint. The complaint was hearsay. So we should call him the slanderer or the gossiper or the water cooler hanger outer. But if we're going to call him the whistleblower, we ought to put up one of these Voldemort memes, right? He who shall not be named. Shh, don't mention Eric CIA Ramella. Don't use his name. Ciaramella. Anyway, he must not be named. And interestingly enough, 2 days ago, there was a guest on Fox News, Molly Hemingway, who actually said his name. She said the name. Ciaramella. And guess what? Looked on multiple sites to find that video, and YouTube has removed the video. Isn't that interesting that YouTube would remove that video everywhere? Purge it. And probably she's been purged by Fox because she was told by Fox, do not expose this individual. It's now been 14 days. I think we ought to start the, you know, like we had as the hostages were taken in Iran. They started ABC News Tonight. That's when that program began. Ted Koppel, every night, he would say, day number 7, day number 365 of America held hostage. And maybe I should start my program every day. You know, today is November the 12th, 14 days of America kept in the dark about Eric Ciaramella. And maybe that's the way I should start the program every day. I guess I'll start doing that tomorrow. 15 days will be tomorrow, and the media holds America ignorant for 15 days. So you have to turn into this program to find out the name of he who shall not be named. But, of course, Real Clear Investigations wrote this article, again, October the 30th. This is what they had to say. Headline, the Beltway's, quote-unquote, whistleblower, Fuhrer, obsesses over one name. Over one name. And they said, for a town that leaks like a sieve, Washington has done an astonishingly effective job keeping from the American public the name of the anonymous, quote-unquote, whistleblower who triggered impeachment proceedings against President Trump, even though his identity is an open secret inside the Beltway. Remember this. Even though his identity is an open secret inside the Beltway. Play video clip number 8 of Lindsey Graham going on Fox News. When we find out who this guy is, it's going to be really something. You know who he is, Lindsey. Everybody knows who he is. And you've known who he is openly. It's been outed for 2 weeks. Maybe there's something else that needs to be outed about Lindsey. Let's go ahead and play video clip number 8.
It's impossible to bring this case forward, in my view, fairly, without us knowing who the whistleblower is and having a chance to cross-examine them about any biases that they may have. So if they don't call the whistleblower in the House, this thing is dead on arrival in the Senate.
Mm. Well, I mean, so speaking of that whistleblower, Fox News is not naming the whistleblower. We are
Ciaramella.
Waiting for any confirmation there. But others in the media have named this person as to be the person who
Ciaramella.
Worked for Joe Biden, who worked for John Brennan at the CIA, a CIA operative,
right.
Perhaps one of the people who dropped the breadcrumbs back in 2016 that President Trump colluded with Russia, which was based on the dossier which Hillary Clinton paid for.
Well, if the whistleblower comes from the Brennan
Eric,
world,
CIA
that would be
Ramella,
pretty stunning, I think. If the whistleblower had a connection to a Democratic
Eric,
candidate,
CIA
that
Ramella.
Would be pretty stunning. So the only way you can fairly deal with this issue is for us to find out who the whistleblower is.
Eric,
no
CIA
American
Ramella.
Can be accused of a crime based on an anonymous allegation. The whistleblower
Eric, CIA
is foundational
Ramella.
To what they're doing into the House. And the fact that they don't want to call him tells you everything they know.
Him? How do we know it's a man?
We need to know about how valid this effort is to impeach the president. It is impossible
right,
to conduct
that. That's
an
all
impeachment
I can think
inquiry.
Of that. When they keep talking about this anonymous complainer, this whistleblower. It's Eric CIA Ramella, Connecticut prep school graduate, Yalie, who goes straight to the CIA in the White House. Was he also Skull and Bones? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant. And the corporate whores in the media busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We could win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we could see it all wash down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Band.video. Stacy in the great state of Texas. In FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free about the CIA. When we look at this whistleblower, we're going to find out who this whistleblower. Let me tell you something. The very fact that they have this classified and that all the media, including Fox News, is playing along with this, just has CIA written all over it. The guy's name is even CIA Ramella. Ciaramella, okay? But it's CIA Ramella. That's the way you remember this. Like, just like they did with the dossier. Everybody, dossier. Now it's whistleblower. CIA doesn't care about whistleblowers. They didn't, you know, they tried to jail William Binney and Thomas Drake and Wearby and these other people. They persecuted them. The NSA whistleblowers. Look at what they're doing to Julian Assange, and we will look at what they're doing to Julian Assange here in a moment. But to use these terms, dossier, who talks like that? The CIA talks like that. Who produced the dossier? Langley and London did that. It's a a spook product. This is something that comes straight out of these criminals' minds. They don't even bother to change the terminology. And the media just parrots it all the way through. I called it the filthy fiction. Oh, it's the dossier. The dossier. And now we have the whistleblower. Look, this tells you who owns the checkmark media. Or the checkbook media, right? You can call them the mainstream media, but they're the checkbook media. Yeah, Catherine Herridge, working at Fox News, she was the national security representative for Fox News, right? She was really upset. You know, she nearly quit. It was public record. Nearly quit Fox a couple of years ago. She was upset. She was making a mere $900,000 as a reporter covering national security issues for Fox. And I guess she was pretty upset the fact that Megyn Kelly is making $25 million or more, whatever. So it's like, she's making 25 times what I'm making. And without me carrying water for the CIA, we wouldn't have access to all these high government officials here at Fox News that Megyn Kelly gets to interview. And she gets $25 million. Can understand she's upset about that. And now she's moved on to greener pastures. I'm sure she got a nice hefty raise. I mean, I remember seeing Catherine Herridge one day reporting on one of these Fox shows. And she started talking about how we needed to have the government in control and access to everything that we do on the internet. No privacy, no encryption, and so forth. Because, you know, we have this big cyber threat out there, Stuxnet, right? Something like that could happen to us. And it's like, she doesn't tell the listeners who are watching Fox News that Stuxnet was our thing. We did that. We did that to the Iranians. It's like, are you serious? So how can you exploit the ignorance and the fear of the public even more to push your CIA agenda? Oh, now, you know, we keep saying the elections have been hacked. The elections have been hacked. But they didn't get into our actual vote totals and everything. So, but we got to set up something where DARPA and the CIA protect our vote totals. You mean rig our vote totals. Election Guard. And they're working on that with their favorite corporate beard, Microsoft. They're going to rig the elections. All this stuff that's coming from the CIA, this is all a psyop to get you to think that nobody supports President Trump. Don't pay any attention to those rallies that he has of 20 or 30,000 people showing up, camping out for days to get in. Oh, Fox News and the rest of the checkbook media are telling you that we all hate him. And so when they rig the election, you know, we had a lot of irregularities this last election. But we got people talking about how they won their voting machine. It just kept flipping. It's like, yeah, funny how that works, isn't it? Why do we need to have these electronic voting machines? Well, the reason we need them is because the CIA, the Washington establishment, wants to be able to rig every election from top to bottom and all across the country, horizontally and vertically rig every election. They're very interested in local elections. I mean, just look at what George Soros is doing, dropping $1 million on local prosecutors and district attorneys, let alone attorney generals, throughout this nation, the money that he spends on them. But going back to this story, the very fact that they cover up for the so-called whistleblower everywhere, it tells you who owns the media. It tells you, quite frankly, who owns the government. The CIA owns them both. Owns them both. It also tells you who's lying, since President Trump put out the transcript and the so-called complaint, the hearsay complaint. He put those out immediately, but these people won't even let you know who the individual is. Why? Because if you know who this guy is, Eric CIA Ramella, Chiramella, then you know that this whole thing is a CIA coup. That's why they don't want his name out there. And shame on Fox and everybody else. I expect that from CNN. I expect it from MSNBC. This is the new management of Fox. Shame on them all for hiding the fact that this is a CIA coup from you. Eric CIA Ramella. Again, as I said, he went from Yale to the CIA to the White House. He was, he left his National Security Council posting in the White House West Wing in mid-2017. Right away, President Trump got rid of him. Why? Because he was putting out negative leaks to the media. He was a leaker for the CIA. He was trying to undermine the Trump White House from the inside. And so they got rid of him. Where did he go? Well, he went back to the CIA. Went back to headquarters. He was accused of working against Trump and of leaking against Trump, said a former NSA official, speaking on condition of anonymity to Paul Sperry of Real Clear Investigations when they broke this story about his name. And not broke it, but, you know, they put him out there, and everybody's been referencing this. And we give you additional information as well. People other than the checkbook media. CIA Romella huddled for guidance with the staff of the House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Adam Schiff. Oh, yeah, well, you know. He also worked with DNC operative who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. That would be Alexandra Chalupa. Now, Lee Stranahan, I've interviewed him multiple times. And to his credit, since 2016, Lee Stranahan has been shouting, Alexandria Chalupa, Alexandria Chalupa, as loudly and often as he can to everybody. She is the key, and it has been this Ukrainian corruption that has been the key. You want to talk about foreign interference in the election? You want to talk about conspiring with other people in other countries to try to rig the election? Alexandria Chalupa, a Ukrainian-American who was working with the DNC, who was in Ukraine. I've interviewed a whistleblower from Ukraine talking about that. Lee Stranahan has talked about this forever. I actually heard somebody on Fox News mention her name. Surprise, surprise. Now, after 3 years. So he was working with Alexandra Chalupa, who went to Ukraine to try to manufacture dirt on Manafort. Manafort had dealings as a lobbyist in Ukraine. But, of course, so did Hillary Clinton's campaign director, Podesta. They were both lobbying. They both had the same connections, but they only came after Manafort. And so they were everything that the Democrats accused President Trump of, probably including what was alleged in the dirty dossier, they have done themselves. They project on other people. Quite frankly, only the CIA and the Clintons could come up with something like that dirty dossier. On the internet, Chiaramella's name for weeks has been bandied about on Twitter feeds and intelligence blogs as the suspected person who blew the whistle on the president. No longer. This was 2 weeks ago when Real Clear Investigations reported this. Now, Twitter is shutting that down. YouTube is purging any videos that mention Eric CIA Romella. Chiaramella. Everyone knows who he is. CNN knows. The Washington Post knows. The New York Times knows. Congress knows. The White House knows. Even the president knows who he is, said Fred Flights, former CIA analyst, national security advisor to Trump. 2 weeks ago, everybody knew, including Lindsey Graham. He knew, too. We'll be right back.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time we are able to offer at their cost, and then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This we don't have to pay taxes on. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market. It's selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force, Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white. Very nice. Has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the whistleblower that nobody wants to talk about. And I'm not talking about Eric CIA Ramella. I'm going to talk about Julian Assange. That's also the real whistleblower that nobody wants to talk about in our checkbook CIA media. Folks, we're not the checkbook media. As a matter of fact, we don't get anybody writing us big checks. We get the biggest corporations the world's ever seen, the biggest corporations that are the cat's paw for the military-industrial complex, the CIA, the police and surveillance state. Those corporations are the ones who actively work to purge us. That's right. I'm not going to be shut up by these people, but they can do their best to make sure that you don't hear me. And one of the things that they've tried to do is to try to limit our reach by limiting us on social media. And also by taking action against us in terms of the way we process payments and so forth. And we're not the only ones. And we told you this. Told you we were going to be the first ones. And then 2 months later, they came after another 800 sites across the political spectrum who had one thing in common. One thing in common. They questioned our endless wars, our police state, our surveillance state technology. That's what they all had in common. That tells you where this is coming from. And I've told you where this is coming from. Folks, if you want to keep us here, you want to keep InfoWars live, you want to keep this program going, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got a change right now in terms of the sale. I'm not sure if the, I know that that's being changed as we speak. You may still be able to get the the big discounts that were there, the free shipping and so forth at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not sure if that's changed yet or not. It will be changing if it hasn't changed already. But we also have a new product I want to tell you about. I'm very excited about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. Now, I've used the Super Silver for quite some time, and it has made a huge, huge difference in my teeth, because I had a problem that was really related to sugar usage. And when I cut out using sugar and started using Super Silver, those two things combined, because Super Silver is infused with nano silver, and that combined with the eliminating the biggest enemy of your teeth, sugar, those two things worked wonders. So it arrested the development of a rapidly developing a problem that I had with one tooth in particular. But now we have the Super Silver with a whitening agent in it as well. This is coral calcium carbonate, a natural tooth whitener. So now, in addition to it being fluoride-free, in addition to it not having the fluoride in it, but having the good halogen, iodine, in it, and having silver, nano-silver, to fight bacteria and infection, now it has a natural whitening ingredient, coral calcium carbonate, and that's all in a BPA-free tube. So you're not going to get exposed to that either. Something else that we don't have here as a selling point that CJ mentioned to me is that it doesn't have SLS. What is SLS, you may ask? That's exactly what I asked CJ. It is sodium lauryl sulfate. Now, it comes from palm oil. Some people find it irritating. Some people, it produces canker sores, because it's something that you'll find in all shampoos. It makes your shampoo sudsy. And, of course, you know, you feel like that toothpaste is working if it's sudsy, right? So let's put the same stuff that we put in poo that you put on your hair. Let's wash your mouth out with that kind of soap. No, not a good idea. So we don't put that in our toothpaste, either one of them. Now we have Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste as well. Very, very effective product. We do everything that we can to eliminate anything that is questionable, and we put natural ingredients. And again, the most important thing is having that silver that's going to fight bacteria as well as viruses in your mouth. A very important thing to have. Again, you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find many other products. That's what supports this program. And if you're listening on radio or TV, certainly support the sponsors that are there. Let them know why you are trading with them, because they support the broadcast of our program. They pay for it to be broadcast on those outlets, radio and TV. But we don't get money from that. We get money from what we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. So we appreciate it. Appreciate your support as you've stood by us these couple of years as the biggest corporations on earth and the military industrial complex has all worked together to try to shut us down. Let's talk about the guy that they've also come after, Julian Assange, who they're in the process of killing in the UK. We've had one protester has scaled Parliament trying to get people to pay attention. You know, we've had Roger Waters from Pink Floyd hold a concert. Nobody in the UK press would even cover it. He who shall not be named, Julian Assange, in the UK, also in the US, they don't want to talk about Julian Assange. So this individual climbed Parliament to try to get attention to Julian Assange, shouting "Free Julian Assange" as he grasped the coat of arms that's at the top of that building there. Before he was arrested by the police, he was shouting, "Whistleblowers are not criminals. Bring Julian home." All these people who are saying, you can't talk about this whistleblower in Washington, because that will threaten his life. And they won't talk about the guy who is being murdered by the British and American government, the same people who came together to try to politically assassinate President Trump with the dossier. The London Langley Axis, they are the people who are murdering Julian Assange. And there was a last month, an independent member of Parliament, Andrew Wilkie, announced that 11 members of the British Parliament, the UK Parliament, had joined a group lobbying to bring Assange home. And he said, Julian Assange has suffered enough, and so has his family, and it's time to end this geopolitical madness. This man is an Australian. He's not American. He's not a traitor, therefore. He wasn't in the U.S. when he spoke out about war crimes. Put simply, he must be allowed to return to Australia. I couldn't agree more. As we look at Michael Bloomberg, the guy who threw his hat into the ring last week, registering in Alabama. I don't think he's going to win Alabama. They just had that guy knife the Trump balloon there. They're coming after him for felony charges for that. I don't know. I think that, quite frankly, I think that's free speech. I think that's political speech. You know, it was nobody was hurt. Only a balloon and the deflated ego of the people who shipped that thing around the world. I regard that as performance art. You know, the performance art of saying, well, you've got a Trump balloon. I'm going to take that thing out. Nevertheless, we see Michael Bloomberg filed in that same jurisdiction, Alabama, because they had the earliest deadline. And so now they've locked in their losing field of candidates here. And we'll talk about Michael Bloomberg in just a second. But the key thing about Michael Bloomberg that everybody knows is his hatred of guns and the Second Amendment, specifically the Second Amendment, and how he's worked hard to get rid of that. And his dream is very close to being implemented even by Republicans in terms of red flag gun laws. You know, there was just a case, however, in New York itself, in Harlem. There was a man who just decapitated his wife, even though, you know, this would be the guy who would be the type of person you would put a red flag against. He didn't have a gun. So it wouldn't have helped to get a red flag order against him. So I guess we're going to have to take the knives and do the due process later. Or maybe we take the cars and do the due process later. Or the axes and the clubs and the rocks from people like this. And then do the due process later, right? It's just the people who are the problem. It's this guy who is the problem. Not the firearm. He could kill his wife and five-year-old daughter with a knife. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what he did. His wife... they were going through the process of divorce, was found beheaded in the bathroom with her head in her lap. The daughter of the two of them, five-year-old, was slashed in the neck and partially decapitated. They didn't take a gun to do that. See, the problem is people. We need to have due process first. But the dangerous thing is the person, not the firearm. Because they can get a knife, an axe, a rock, a car, whatever. You know, the other bit of irony with this is that this woman who was, and her daughter, who were beheaded, mutilated, she worked for a UN organization called Family Planning 2020. And that's a bit of irony. This UN organization that promotes mutilation and dismemberment of children around the world. How sad. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant. And the corporate whores in the media, busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings, thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Band.video!
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change. And how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, during the break, Matt said you were talking about that guy attacking the Trump baby balloon with a knife. He says, have you seen this meme? Pull that meme up, Matt, that you showed me. For the first time ever in history, the left is upset about a baby being cut up. Yeah, that pretty much says it all, doesn't it? I hadn't seen that meme. Thanks, Matt. When we talk about Michael Bloomberg, there's an article in Reason Magazine. Michael Bloomberg says that legalizing weed is perhaps the stupidest thing I've ever done. Well, no, actually, you've done a lot of stupid things. Actually, what it is, it's the only time he's ever endorsed freedom. That's why it's stupid, I guess. It's also something that he's got to walk back because his partners at the UN are not going to be happy with that. I mean, there's everything that he does, whether it is pushing climate alarmism, overpopulation, and you go, oh, overpopulation is going to kill Mother Earth, Gaia. You know, we're the virus and we've got to be stamped out. We're just strangling everything. You know, this wonderful Earth that just happened by chance. Everything came from nothing, right? And it all organized itself into this complex organic thing. And it's sentient. You hear this from Hollywood all the time. Mother Earth is angry with us because of our SUVs, and she's sending hurricanes to smite us, right? Yeah, this anthropomorphism that they have, the left, besides the climate alarmism and the pagan religions that they've got. Pachamama. It's everywhere. I mean, these are ancient pagan religions that are being sold to you by the left. Leftover religions, I guess we could call them. Sorry, that stuff's leftover from last century or two. You know, I'm not interested in that. That's leftover from a previous civilization. But Michael Bloomberg is right there. He's pushing the UN Arms Trade Treaty Universal Registration, you know, which was the goal of that UN Arms Trade Treaty. He wants to push the climate alarmism. He wants to push gun control. Everything that they want to do, he's there for them. And, of course, the UN was there from the very beginning on the war on drugs. Many conservatives don't realize this. The UN was there 10 years before Richard Nixon plagiarized it. He didn't plagiarize it. He just, you know, like a good little Bloomberg, he put U.S. at the top, signed his name at the bottom and handed in his homework with the schedules for drugs. They'd already had the four schedules, and they put everything in those schedules, and they put marijuana in as Schedule 1, saying it has absolutely no medical use. We all know that's a lie, right? That's an open lie. 2/3 of the U.S. states have made it legal, nullifying the unconstitutional war on drugs, the U.N. war on drugs. And now Bloomberg says he opposes marijuana legalization and still believes that stop and frisk was a good idea because he is at heart an authoritarian technocrat. He has absolutely no respect for your individual rights. Bloomberg, again, tried to the same thing that Chris Christie did. Remember when Chris Christie was running for president? That brief moment in history? It didn't last too long. Chris Krispy Kreme was telling everybody the sad story, and it was a sad story, about what happened to one of his friends from law school. Very successful in law school. He went on to have a very successful practice and everything. Then, as he was jogging one day, something that I guess he was explaining that to Chris Christie, I don't know, but he was jogging, and he hurt his back. And the doctor got him addicted to opioids. First, it destroyed his career. Then it emptied him from all of his money. Then it took away his family. And then he committed suicide. And then Chris Christie linked it to marijuana. Therefore, we can't legalize marijuana. It's like, that has absolutely no link. But Michael Bloomberg did the same thing. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Michael Bloomberg has repented of his sins of supporting individual freedom and the Constitution and due process. Yes, letting people go for nonviolent possession of marijuana. That was the stupidest thing I ever did. But you know what I got right? I got that stop and frisk right. I'm proud of that. The guy is 100% authoritarian. He's never met a freedom he doesn't hate. As I said, they hate us for our freedoms. That's not ISIS or Al-Qaeda. That's the Democrat Party. They hate us for our freedom. Bloomberg. At a press conference, well, actually not a press conference, it was a CNN interview, said last year, in 2017, he said 72,000 Americans OD'd on drugs. In 2018, more people than that are ODing on drugs, have OD'd on drugs. And totally incidentally, we're trying to legalize another addictive narcotic, which is perhaps the stupidest thing we've ever done. I've got to fight that. Now, is he assuming that people are overdosing on marijuana? As Reason Magazine points out, you'd need to consume 1,500 pounds of marijuana within 15 minutes to fatally overdose. Not even New Jersey weed man can do that. He can, however, overturn his indictment using jury nullification. You need to remember that. I mean, the thing about the war on drugs that I've gotten into, first of all, nobody has a right to tell us what we can have as food. And that includes things like raw milk, raw butter. It's none of your business. None of your business. You don't get to dictate to me what medicine I must take either. See, if you go with the position that everything is prohibited unless the government allows it, that's a very dangerous thing. Because now they are telling you that you must get vaccines and other things. So, you know, if they can prohibit what you can use as medicine, then they can also force you to take medicine. And they can also prohibit you from having particular foods. And it's not just things like raw milk or raw butter, right? Locking people up. I've talked to the farmer in Michigan, and the corporate farms came after him because he had a free-range hog that he was raising in Michigan, and it had red meat, not white meat, and it was very good. It was a real artisan food, and so they tried to shut him down. I said, you can't, that's by definition, that is a pest because we have put in legislation, by definition, a pig has no hair. And they huffed and they puffed until they tried to get his pigs, but he kept fighting back. He got in his brick house, surrounded himself with the Constitution, and kept fighting it. But all the rest of the farmers there surrendered, just like in the Bundy Ranch area, you know, when the BLM came in. They drove all the ranchers out except for the Bundys. Eventually, somebody stands up to these tyrants. But speaking of tyrants, let's talk about Bloomberg here. You know, this whole idea that reefer madness. He then doesn't just stop with fatally overdosing, which is nonsense. But he also tries to tie it to the opioid epidemic, as I point out, which absurdly Chris Christie did when he was running for president. Opioid addiction, however, does not start with marijuana. You know how you get addicted to opioids typically. I mean, there's some people who will do anything for a kick. I mean, you know, they'll sniff airplane glue, you know, whatever. I mean, it's crazy. They're always coming up with something new. And, you know, they win the Darwin Award, as many people have pointed out what they try to do. But the simple fact of the matter is that most people get addicted to opioids because you have doctors who are pushing it, because you have the pharmaceutical companies pushing it on the doctors and deceiving the doctors in many cases. And that's what happened to Chris Christie's friend. He got addicted to it, not because he was looking for kicks, but because he had injured his back. That's why when Rand Paul talked about that severe injury that he got, multiple broken ribs, I think they punctured his lung or something, but he had severe, severe pain for quite a long time. And Rand Paul and a doctor were talking about that and in an interview, and both of them said, oh, yeah, you didn't use opioids, right? No, stay away from that stuff. And they pointed out that over-the-counter medication is just as effective as opioids in terms of pain management. As a matter of fact, so is marijuana. And as many people have pointed out, marijuana can be used to get you off of opioids as addiction. That's what they don't want you to see. The checkbook media that for years kept silent about this dirty little profit center from big pharmaceutical companies doesn't want you to know that. And neither does Bloomberg. And he is signaling that he is with the pharmaceutical companies, as well as the global agenda to shut down our economy, put us into a Stone Age austerity. And he also doubles down on the tyranny of the police state, his stop and frisk. As Reason Magazine points out, he announced in February 2013 that people arrested for possessing small amounts of marijuana would be given an appearance ticket and released rather than being locked up overnight. In 2012, more than 40,000 people were arrested for low-level marijuana, according to the New York City Criminal Justice Agency. Thousands of those arrests came courtesy of another controversial stance that Bloomberg defended again yesterday, stop and frisk. More than 26,000 people were stopped on suspicion of alleged marijuana possession, leading to roughly 5,000 arrests. In Bloomberg's mind, stop and frisk helped to lower the city's murder rate. He said, we focused on keeping kids from going through the correctional system, where they just came out worse than they came in. Kids who walked around looking like they might have a gun. Well, we removed the gun from their pockets and we stopped it. And the result was that over the years, the murder rate in New York City went from 650 a year to 300 a year when I left. Well, that's not true. Actually, the murder rate started to decline in the 90s, as Reason has pointed out. And that decline continued while stop and frisk was in full effect. And then it still went down by 43% after stop and frisk stopped. So between 2011 and 2017, after they stopped stop and frisk, the murder rate still went down. It had absolutely nothing to do with it. No cause and effect in reality. But he lies about that. And again, blaming, you know, marijuana, reefer madness for mass murder, for addiction. No, it's actually the opioids that nobody wants to talk about. They won't talk about opioids anymore than they'll talk about Eric CIA Romella. They will say it now. They will talk about that now. And eventually one day they will talk about Eric CIA Romella. Chiramella. Stop and frisk was also, should we notice this, unconstitutional. Police should not be able to stop people without probable cause. Right? But, you know, we'll just do the stop and frisk now. We'll do the due process later. And we'll do the red flagging now, and then we'll do the due process later. We'll take the guns or whatever, right? There is absolutely no authority for any of this, no authority for any of the war on drugs either, for that matter. And yet, just forget the opioids, we're going to have you take the HPV vaccine now. The same area, New York, is now pushing the Gardasil vaccine. That was a big controversy for Rick Perry here in Texas. Here's what one mother has to say about this, courtesy of CBS in New York. Video 2.
There's definitely a large concern among the moms that I know anyway for this.
Laura Greenaway is a mom of two girls. She learned of Senate Bill 298A from posts on her Facebook feed, and now she wants to alert other moms.
It created concern and anxiety for me that this is not a decision that I can make for my own child.
She doesn't believe kids should be required to be vaccinated against human papillomavirus across New York State. And Greenaway is not an anti-vaxxer.
I mean, my children are all up to date on other vaccines that are tried, tested, and
true. All right, let's hold
it
right there. You got to understand, they're not going to let kids get into private daycare if the little kindergarten kids aren't vaccinated against sexual transmitted diseases. What does that tell you about their institutions? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take a high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This without to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a "it's OK to be OK" politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we look at New York City, moving, they've mandated MMR vaccines as a requirement to get into the schools, which I first looked at that, well, that's fine. You know, who wants to get into their schools? You'd be doing people a favor if you keep them out. You want some healthy kids, healthy in body and mind? Well, you know, don't get the vaccination and keep them out of the New York City schools. But they're also pushing that into private schools, even religious schools. Can't get into those private or religious schools either. Can't get into daycare either. And once they establish that principle with the MMR vaccine, and of course, you know, we've got a woman in Cuba had to flee the country because the government was so upset with her in Cuba. Because she pointed out that her child died immediately after getting an MMR vaccine shot and said that there was another child who died and there were about 24 kids who had serious reactions to the MMR vaccine. Get out! Get out! Now, a few people in the conservative media picked it up and used it to criticize Cuba, to criticize their medical system. This is a story about the problems with vaccines, folks. That's the real story here. Because we saw the same thing happen in Samoa. Two toddlers died instantly, one after the other. And the second mother was really upset because she wanted to get her kid out of there. They insisted. They vaccinated her child, and her child died just like the one right before it. Then they came back and said, well, you know, this is, was it not refrigerated properly? Oh, another risk factor, in addition to the ones we already know about, right? But we're not going to ask your permission. We're going to make you do this. And once New York City established the precedent of saying we can force anybody to get an MMR vaccine or they won't be able to get an education anywhere, even privately, and they won't be able to go to daycare either. We're not going to allow any of that unless you get your vaccine. Well, once they establish that as a principle, now they can do any vaccine. They can do any kind of medicine, whether it has been tested or not. And of course, we have a long history with vaccines. Why is it that the U.S. government moved to give them legal immunity from being sued for adverse reactions? Well, it's because they had so many. You wouldn't need legal immunity from damage caused by your product if your product didn't cause damage, right? That should tell you right there that this whole thing stinks. But now they're doing it with HPV vaccine. Which brings us to butter. Butter. Okay, here's the latest news for you slaves out there, you fellow slaves here in America. Why raw butter producers are suing the FDA from Reason Magazine. Organic dairy farmers have, through their trade organization, Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. This is a nonprofit membership organization that advocates on behalf of independent farmers, people who produce artisan foods, and consumers who want to consume those foods, like I was talking about before, you know, the pigs that were not like the pigs that are raised by Big Agra, you know, in the factory system. You know, this guy had healthy pigs, free-range pigs. They were a breed that he had imported from Northern Europe that were hardy. They could take the winter on the outside and so forth. Oh, you can't. We're not. Those are we're going to call those feral pigs. That's right. They're feral pigs because they got hair. They got hair so they can survive outside of the factory environment. And they were healthy. They didn't have the pale white meat, that other white meat. Well, they weren't the other white meat. They were the other red meat. And so they shut them down. Well, they're doing the same thing with the dairy farmers. These dairy farmers are now fighting back, trying to overturn the agency's illegal, decades-old ban on the interstate shipment and sale of raw, unpasteurized butter. And why would you want that? Well, pasteurization is a heating process, and it kills bad bacteria. But, there are good bacteria, probiotics, that are also killed in that. And so people will look at this and say, well, I think this is raised in a clean environment. I'm not worried about bad bacteria. There's not going to be enough of that my immune system cannot handle it. And the probiotics that I get that are not killed, I think are a good thing. And so they have chosen to make that decision. But it's also processed differently even than milk is in the process of being made into butter. And so they're coming back with the argument that Congress, when they created the Food, Drug, and the FDA with the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, precluded the FDA from adopting regulations to define butter. They said Congress itself codified the definition of butter nearly a century ago as, quote, a food product made exclusively from milk or cream or both, with or without common salt, with or without additional coloring matter, and containing not less than 80% by weight of milk fat. They said that definition explicitly excludes any pasteurization requirements. The FDA ban on interstate shipment of raw butter has been in place since 1987. Think about that. How did we survive before 1987 when there wasn't a ban on raw butter? How did we do that? Why was it, butter is something that is pretty widely used, right? But without the FDA banning raw butter in 1987, we'd be all be dead by now, right? How did that happen? How did we survive with that? We used to have a constitution. That's how we survived. Because there really isn't any constitutional authority for them to ban butter. There's no constitutional authority for the FDA. No constitutional authority for the FDA. The federal government should not be deciding what food and drugs I may or may not have. Because if you allow them to do that, the next thing you know, they're going to be like New York, dictating to us that we have to take certain medicines or certain vaccines. And you've already had people in the Trump administration with the FDA and the CDC saying, we need to start at a federal level mandating these vaccines. Because if you are a slave, they can tell you what you can and cannot have and what you must and must, what you are going to be forced to take as well. One of the ways that they argue for the FDA is the Commerce Clause. And remember, that was something that was used by the FDR administration to say that even as they were trying to enforce price controls on farmers because they thought that was going to help. Actually, I don't think that it did. Nothing got us. Nothing that the Roosevelt administration did turned the tide on the depression that was caused by the Federal Reserve. If you don't believe me, listen to Ben Bernanke, who headed up the Federal Reserve. Sorry, we caused the Great Depression, he said about 100 years after they caused it. Not quite 100, because we're coming up to that. But anyway, he said, sorry, we caused the Great Depression. We won't do it again, however. Yeah, they've got a different approach this time. A greater depression is on its way. And they've come up with other ways to manipulate our money supply. But no, it was World War II that got us out of that. But as they were trying to, pull the levers of centralized planning and socialism, they said, you're not going to be able to sell certain products as part of these farm price supports. And a farmer challenged them, said, I'm growing this within my state. I'm not transferring it across state lines. You have no authority. And the Supreme Court at the time said, no, we're going to tell you what you can and cannot do. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant. And the corporate whores in the media, busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings, thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Band.video! Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, we don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com, there's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Again, as we're looking at this lawsuit by producers of raw butter, one of the people filing this lawsuit is McAfee's Dairy Organic Pastures, owned by a guy named McAfee. And they have, in California, sold more than 2 million pounds of raw butter since 2001. 18 years, 2 million pounds, not a single case of illness. The FDA says, we got to protect your health. We're not going to let you ship that across state lines. And they're saying, you don't have any authority here. And they're right. They're making an argument that Congress has defined better. Look, we have a constitution. The Commerce Clause, these people are trying to grasp their authority out of. Again, as I point back, one of the first real abuses of that, to concentrate power into Washington that doesn't belong there, was when the FDR administration told a farmer, I forget whether it was wheat or corn, or something like that, during the Depression, they wanted to have farm price supports. And so part of that was going to be they were going to centrally plan what everybody was going to make. And you know, now they've gone to five-year plans. Isn't that a coincidence in terms of telling farmers what they're going to be allowed to grow and not grow and so forth? Just like the Soviet Politburo. Five-year plans, our federal government, our central planners. But they said, you're not going to be allowed to, you're going to not grow that, you know, take the money from us not to grow or whatever. He said, no, I'm growing this stuff in this state and selling it in the state. You have no authority. And they said, no, anything that you do in the marketplace, even if it's completely contained in that state, that affects the overall national marketplace. So we're going to push our authority down into that level, which they don't have any authority to do that. They haven't done that so far with raw milk and these other things. So here in Texas, there is the capability, limited capability, to get raw milk if you go directly to the farm and so forth. And in California, there's evidently something like that, but they ban you shipping this across state lines. The FDA does. The purpose of the Commerce Clause was not to tell farmers what kind of foods they could grow. It wasn't to penetrate the jurisdictional authority of the state governments and the individual rights of people to choose what to grow and what to eat. Now, the purpose of the Commerce Clause was really to make sure that the United States is going to remain a free trade zone, essentially, that you wouldn't have protective taxes and tariffs that would prevent people from trading with each other within the United States. That was the purpose of the Commerce Clause, to promote commerce, not to restrict it. So that's how the government takes everything and turns it upside down and inside out. So that we have the FISA court, for example, was supposed to rein in the abuses of the intelligence agencies back in the 1950s and 60s. Immediately, as soon as they were created, the NSA, the CIA, started spying on Americans illegally. And so in the 70s, you had the Church Committee hearings and the Pike Committee hearings. They said, well, we need to have these guys spying on our enemies abroad, but we don't want them spying on Americans. So what do? Well, we'll create a secret court with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, and we'll let that secret court determine whether or not they can spy on foreign individuals. And, but if you got somebody in America, even if it's a foreign entity, you got to get a search warrant. You got to go through the regular process and so forth. And then they wound up, as you've just seen, they wound up using that as an excuse to not only spy on President Trump, but as we've already pointed out, as Rand Paul said, to spy on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. So they used the very construct that was supposed to prevent them from listening to our phone calls, to listen to everybody's phone calls. No, we got a rubber stamp now from FISA court, this secret court. One judge, Star Chamber. And that's exactly what they're doing with the Commerce Clause. They've used the Commerce Clause as an excuse for the UN's war on drugs, saying we have the right to regulate any commerce that takes place anywhere inside a state. No, they don't. That's a perversion of what the Commerce Clause was about. And, of course, all of the Bill of Rights that were about our individual rights came after any of these things. You know, the Commerce Clause, these other things that they try to carve out their authority in, all came after that. But, again, nobody has been hurt by this. This was not even enacted until 1987, as they point out. This decision should have been a no-brainer for the FDA. Well, let me tell you what's a no-brainer. The no-brainer is, if you don't understand why the FDA and the federal government are doing these types of things, they're not interested in your safety. They're not interested in food safety. They're not interested in your security. They're not interested in your safety at the airports. They're not interested in any of that stuff. This is a pure exercise of raw authority. You want to talk about raw milk and raw butter? This is raw authority, unregulated authority from the federal government, from the FDA. That's what's raw, the abuse of power. This is all about authority. It's not about safety and security. This is about your slavery because you have no rights. And there is no legal structure that is restraining anything that the federal government desires to do. And everything that they desire to do results in your slavery. As I point out, this should be a no-brainer. Butter is not milk. It's not cream. The process involved changes its composition, making it less risky. Again, the risk, that should be my choice. That should be my choice, what I do, whether it's risky or not. It makes it less risky as a raw product. Therefore, it should be regulated differently. Get them out completely. Get them out completely. And so they're trying to get the FDA to lift its ban on interstate shipment of this stuff. Let's try to get rid of the raw authority in Washington. How about that? We'll keep the raw milk. We'll keep the raw butter. We'll keep the raw cheese. And we'll get rid of the raw government. It's the wrong government. It should be the end of an era. E-R-R-O-R. Google, meanwhile, as other people who are so concerned about our health, right? Google's Project Nightingale, exposed by Wall Street Journal. A whistle was blown by a St. Louis-based Catholic chain of 2,600 hospitals, doctors' offices, and other facilities. St. Louis-based Ascension. And they were, some employees at Ascension raised questions about the way Google was collecting data and sharing it in the same way that people who were there at Sidewalk Labs in Toronto looked at this and said, wait a minute, look at what Google is doing with his data to control us in physical space. These people said, look at this and the potential for abuse in our health space, right? Google has gone, as Eric Schmidt said, we're going to go right up to the line of creepy. Well, they've gone way over the line of creepy. They left the line of creepy a long time ago. Don't be evil. Remember when Steve Jobs said that? He said Google's motto is don't be evil. And then he laughed in derision. Because you're not going to find a more evil corporation than Google, quite frankly. The government, on the other hand, loves to have an evil partner like Google. And they're partnering with them left and right. And not just Google. We have Amazon, Apple itself now. Under Tim Cook, Microsoft also aggressively pushing into healthcare. And so in this Project Nightingale, which was operated secretly, you know, kind of like Dragonfly, where they were cooperating with the Chinese government to spy on Chinese citizens, the social credit thing, and to work with them to set up, you know, to extend their great firewall of China. Oh, well, they were doing this, and so they're grabbing lab results, doctor diagnoses, hospitalization records, complete health history, including patient names and dates of birth. They didn't notify the patients. They didn't notify the doctors. At least 150 Google employees have access to much of the data on tens of millions of patients. The only people who had a problem with this were some of the employees at Ascension, and they notified the Wall Street Journal. And now you've been notified. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality product. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were just talking about Project Nightingale. This was the people who got in touch with the Wall Street Journal. They were working with a St. Louis-based Ascension. It's part of a large chain, Catholic chain, of 2,600 hospitals, doctors' offices, and other facilities. Now, these people were meeting with Google. They realized, they contacted Wall Street Journal. They said they're very concerned about the fact that very, very detailed records about everything having to do with their patients' health had been scooped up by Google, and that the patients were not notified. Doctors, even, were not notified. At least 150 Google employees have access to this, and some of the Google employees who have access to this are employees who work for Google Brain. That's the artificial intelligence branch of Google. Google Cloud President Tariq Shaukat. See, I can't even pronounce the names of my new masters. I need to have some classes here. All these people from foreign countries, we've got Sundar Pichai. I've now learned how to pronounce his name. They have no respect for our culture, our laws, our system of government. They don't hold our values of individual liberty, of privacy. That's why they've been put in this position by DARPA and other people. Anyway, He said, and evidently this is how they got it off of the cloud. We're going to use Google Cloud or we'll use Amazon's cloud resources. Well, guess what? They can grab that information, scrape it off of there, and use it for their own purposes. See, that's the whole point of big data, the model of big data. Google, Facebook, was to put it out there for free. How did they operate for decades? How did they operate for decades with this stuff being free? Well, they were funded by Wall Street investors. They're also funded by venture capitalists who got them started and kept pouring money in there. The venture capitalists also associated in many cases with the deep state, with the intelligence community, with DARPA and others, the military industrial complex and so forth, funded these people so they didn't have to charge anything. You know, Google is just now putting ads on YouTube, and they're doing it incessantly, if you haven't noticed. And yet, you know, how did they do that for all those years? Isn't that interesting? They put them in a position to get this information from everybody because it was essential for big data for them to get everybody there. That's their model. And as George Gilder has talked about in Life After Google, you will never, ever have your data secured by these people. You're going to have a different system designed from the ground up with security, not security added as an afterthought. As we used to say in engineering, as a bag on the side, referring to it as some kind of a colostomy. That is the way that they've added security. It's not only burdensome, but it doesn't work. So you can either design it in from the ground up, but they have designed this system of big data, where everybody comes in, gives you social media for free, gives you search engines for free and everything. That's all to get information about you, about everybody. That's how they get in control. And that, of course, is a very, very valuable thing for the intelligence community, for governments to be able to control you, for them to be able to set up a system of social credits. They have to have that big data. It was designed that way. It was designed not to be secure. It will never, therefore, be secure. You can't ever fix that fundamental design flaw. You're going to have to rework the internet from the ground up, where people own their data, and it follows them everywhere that they control it. What is out there. And so when you have Google Cloud products or Amazon Cloud products, they're going to scrape that information off, which is exactly what they did do. And now we have an update to this, which is kind of interesting from The Guardian. They've got a whistleblower. 50 million Americans so far have had their information snatched up by Google. Should you be concerned about it? I think you should be concerned about that, especially you should be concerned about the fact that they can violate federal HIPAA rules on data privacy with immunity. Google can do whatever they want. Facebook can do whatever they want. Why? You ever ask why? Well, it's because they can buy the politicians and because the people who really, truly run the government, the bureaucracies, the people who have been working to take President Trump out to run these coups, the people like the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, and others, military-industrial complex, DARPA, they want them to do this type of thing. So, of course, they're going to look the other way when they violate the rules that would send anybody else to jail, but not Google. According to the whistleblower reports, Guardian, the security fears raised at the meeting that was held with some of these Ascension employees, who then blew the whistle to Wall Street Journal, included concerns that the transfer might be in breach of federal HIPAA rules on data privacy. And when they reached out to Google, Google doesn't reply. They don't have to. They don't have to worry about any prosecutions coming from the government. They are partners with the government in this technocratic takeover of our society by the technocratic elite. The deal between Google and Ascension to go ahead with the data transfer was formally signed yesterday, hours after the Wall Street Journal broke the story. So even though the Wall Street Journal and these whistleblowers go public with this, they go ahead. So they're not worried about anything. They're not worried about the feds coming after them for violating HIPAA rules. They're not worried about being exposed. This has already happened with them before. They've been through this dance. This isn't their first rodeo. They know that no matter how much dirt comes out about Google, no matter how many laws they violate, nothing will happen to them. So even after the Wall Street Journal breaks this story and it's picked up by the Drudge Report and so forth, they go ahead and sign the deal. No problem. Among the documents that were released by whistleblower are notes of a private meeting held by Ascension operatives involved in Project Nightingale. In it, they raise serious concerns about the way that patients' personal health information will be used by Google to build new artificial intelligence and other tools. One employee expressed concerns of individuals downloading patient data. So we need to make sure that everybody's trained not to be able to do that. Yeah, we've got an honor system here. We call it Don't Be Evil. See, it works. No, nothing to worry about at all. And so what are they going to do with this when they feed this into their AI? What's the purpose of this? Well, Google says that they want to develop new AI tools that can help to predict health patterns and improve treatment. Oh, see, it's all to make you healthier. Can you believe that? I've got a data set I want to sell you then. I've got a city I want to sell you. Sidewalk Labs. We're here to make everything. What? Let's see. What would they like? Oh, they want green, sustainable environment. We'll tell them that. Green, sustainable environment. Just give us all of your data and put us in control of your city. And oh, by the way, you know, just like Florida did for Disney World, they said, we're going to put you in charge. We're going to let you run your own police force and your own fire department and so forth. We will run the city. We'll have our own police. We'll have our own emergency services. We'll have our own courts. We'll have our own banks and so forth. And oh, by the way, if you criticize us, you're not going to get a loan. You're not going to get a business that you're going to be able to operate. As a matter of fact, you may not even get emergency services when you call. Just like China. You do everything that we say, says China, with their social credit system, and you can go do anything in the world that you want. But if we don't like what you do on social media, or if you do certain things in your public life, you know, it's not just what you're doing on the internet. You know, you jaywalk. Oh, well, we've got that machine right. As soon as you jaywalk, we showed you that clip last week. As soon as you jaywalk, boom, it goes up on a monitor. Four different cameras there showing you jaywalking. You've been noticed, citizen. I'll never forget that line from Dr. Zhivago. Now, Dr. Zhivago comes back to his house, the doctor's house has been taken over by the communist mobs, and they have relegated him to a corner of the attic with his family. And he's looking around, and he's kind of alarmed, and it's like, oh, you're pushing back against it. You have been noticed, citizen. In other words, I'm going to snitch on you. I'm going to report you. That's exactly what Google is doing. They are snitching on us. They're reporting on us. That's what they're going to do in China. That's what they're going to do here. And the whole purpose of them running this, you know, it's just like DARPA. We've got this project, one round of funding from the Obama administration. We're given $200 million for the BRAIN project. And that BRAIN project, we're going to use that, says DARPA, you know, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. We're going to use that to, let's see, what can we tell them? Oh, yeah, we're going to help soldiers with PTSD. And so we're developing the capability to selectively delete memories and then to selectively implant memories as well. And, of course, in order to do that, we have to be able to read your mind electronically as well. So all of those things are included in it, but it's okay because we're going to be helping little old ladies cross the street. And you don't have to worry about the mind control technology and the, you know, messing with your mind, erasing, implanting memories. There's no problem. You can trust us. You can trust us. We're here for national security. No, national security means their security, your insecurity. They hate us for our freedoms.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant. And the corporate whores in the media, busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings, thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at man.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Folks, something incredibly strange has happened in San Francisco. Yes, I know, San Francisco. strange is the order of the day in San Francisco. But this is even a new level of strange in San Francisco. Even people in San Francisco are talking about this. What has happened is the new district attorney there in San Francisco is a former advisor. A trusted translator and propagandist and advisor to Hugo Chavez. As a matter of fact, he used to hang out with the Chavista goon squads known as colectivos, thugs that would ride around on motorcycles in Venezuela and ride into crowds who protest and to beat them up, right? That's what he's been photographed doing in the past. And now he is the new district attorney of San Francisco. This is a guy that many people, even Nancy Pelosi, was like, I don't think we really want this guy. Bernie Sanders does. Bernie Sanders likes him. You know who else likes him? You know who raised him? Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn, the Weather Underground people. They just keep showing up, don't they? The same people who popularized the notion of white skin privilege. No, Bill Ayers. And the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers got smart. He stopped bombing buildings and murdering police officers with his thugs, the Weather Underground, and he decided he would go into education. And he goes to Chicago, and he's, you know, connected to the Obamas, a really good friend of the Obamas, and now a really good friend of this guy, Chesa Boudin, I think is the way he pronounced his name, Chesa Boudin. B-O-U-D-I-N. His parents, the reason Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn raised him was because his parents were in prison for murdering two police officers and a security guard in a robbery of a Brinks armored car for Weather Underground. So he was raised by their comrades, Bill Ayers and his wife, Bernadette Dorn. And now he is going to be San Francisco's district attorney. Isn't that interesting? It's also interesting how he got there, because San Francisco had a district attorney who decided that he would quit his job and go run for district attorney in L.A. Just like that. I wonder who gave him the marching orders for that. That's really amazing. His dad is still in prison for the murders that he committed as part of the Brinks armored car robbery for Weather Underground, Bill Ayers' organization. His mother, however, is now out, and she is a college professor at Columbia, and she is identified as a reformer. He said, for decades, I've been visiting my own parents in prison. and fighting for criminal justice reform. That's right. We need to have the Marxist revolutionaries released from jail. That's right. Marxist revolution, it's such an injustice to lock up his parents after they murder people as part of a Brinks car robbery to fund their radical revolution in America. But again, that revolution by force did not work. But the revolution using the educational system, that was a genius stroke, and people still don't understand how that is progressing. Absolutely amazing. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in our perverted judicial system. We have a lot of judicial hoodwinking going on. We have a new determination by a judge in a Trump lawsuit and this battle in New York. And then the question of what the Supreme Court's going to do about dreamers, quote unquote, dreamers. Put that in quotation marks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
U.S. Judge Carl Nichols has granted a motion to dismiss a lawsuit that President Trump filed in July over the so-called Trust Act in New York. What did the Trust Act do? Well, this is a New York bill that gave Congress, the authority to retrieve tax information from New York residents. it was constructed against President Trump, quite obviously. Gave them the authority to send that information to Congress. Why would Congress need that? Because Congress doesn't enforce tax laws, does it? I mean, isn't New York capable of enforcing their own tax collection? Well, no, evidently they need to have a congressional committee run by Adam Schiff, do that for them, right? And in granting the dismissal, this federal judge said the president, quote, has not met his burden of establishing personal jurisdiction over either of the New York defendants. Yes, jurisdiction is the key word here. Jurisdiction is what is being violated. And so is the separation of powers being violated. This is a blatant attempt, obviously we all know what this is about, a blatant attempt to come after President Trump to go on a fishing expedition by the Democrats in New York to remove President Trump to overthrow our election. Absolutely amazing that they would get away with this. You know, Jay Sekulow, in talking about this, said, regarding the tax case out of D.C., we're reviewing the opinion. The case against the Ways and Means Committee proceeds in federal court. So evidently they're going to continue to appeal this. It will probably go to the Supreme Court. Not surprisingly, another case of the judicial system ignoring the separation of powers, ignoring the Constitution, and engaging in creating specific legislation in the state of New York to come after President Trump. That's how serious these people are. And this is how corrupt our political system has become. That one state would do this to overthrow a national election. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court, as LA Times is saying, a somewhat reluctant Supreme Court, will hear arguments beginning today to decide whether or not President Trump was justified in seeking to revoke a popular Obama-era policy. Now, think about this. What they're talking about is the Dreamers. And as Judge Roy Moore said when he was running last time for Senate, he said, there is no such thing as a Dreamer. And he's absolutely right. There is no such thing as a Dreamer. We've had multiple Dream Acts introduced into Congress, and not a single one of them ever passed. So you can't have a Dreamer. There's no law. There's no Dreamer law. How did we get to Dreamers? What is this thing? Well, it is the DACA order, a deferred action. Now, how in the world does this get to the point where the Supreme Court is even listening to this? Because the principle here is that we've got an executive branch order from a subordinate of the previous president, Obama, saying, I'm not going to enforce the law. I'm going to defer action on childhood arrivals. So she swore to uphold the law. Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. She swore to uphold the law. She swore to uphold the Constitution and so forth. And then she says, well, I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to make a formal declaration that I'm not going to enforce the law. It's not even coming from the former president. It's coming from his former Homeland Security Secretary. And then you got federal judges saying, you can't overturn what a former subordinate to the former president said. Seriously? When she said she wasn't going to enforce the law, and so now they're going to take this to court and say, we're not going to allow you to enforce the law. We're not going to allow you to have an executive order because we're going to say that the previous president, because we agree with his politics, we're going to say that his executive order stands and yours is not going to be allowed. What in the world is going on? Does President Trump need some legal help? You want me to come down there, President Trump, and explain this to the Supreme Court and the media? I'm doing the best I can here. I mean, this is beyond belief. And this is like something out of Kafka's The Trial. It's unbelievable what's going on here. You are not going to be allowed to overturn the previous administration's executive order with your executive order. Because, you know, President Trump is not president according to them, right? That's what we're talking about here. This is absolutely insane. And it just shows how out of control the federal government is, but especially the judiciary branch. Out of control. Any single federal judge thinks that they can overrule anything that the president does. We have separation of powers. And that doesn't mean that any one of the several thousand federal judges can veto on their own, veto the president. And of course, that many of them have tried. And so far, recently, we've had two of those judicial vetoes overturned and had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. In late July, a 5-4 majority, including Justice Roberts, overturned a federal judge in Oakland, a California judge, imagine that, and cleared the way for Trump to shift $2.5 billion of military construction funds to pay for a border wall. Now, let's stop and think about this. We have undeclared wars. We had a long discussion between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta. I've played that many times. Jeff Sessions says, well, you're not going to put troops in Syria without letting us know, Secretary of Defense Panetta, are you? As well, we'll talk to the UN, we'll talk to NATO, we'll talk to our allies, and we might let you know. Well, I can't believe you're saying that. You're a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. You got to have a vote to do something like that. I said, we will talk to our allies in the UN and NATO, and we'll let you know if we decide to do something. Well, they did it, and they didn't tell anybody, right? We got multiple bases built in Syria, airfields built in Syria, thousands of troops put in Syria. They didn't notify anybody. The press didn't tell us about it. it became an issue when President Trump said, we're going to bring some of those troops home. Well, he hasn't done it. As we had Pompeo come back and say, yeah, the president says things, and then we present him with facts. And then he will do what we tell him to do. And he has. Just like in Afghanistan. You had the Pentagon come out and say, after President Trump said, we're going to bring the troops home, they've been there long enough. The Pentagon arrogantly and insubordinately came out and said, no, we're not. We're going to stay there for more decades. And they're staying there. The president has now moved the people around, but they're sending more troops. They're sending more weapons. It is an open secret. Convoys have been photographed going there. And yet, nobody called him on any of that. But if you want to transfer some money, a little bit of money, a little tiny slice, shaving a little bit of the military's budget. I mean, you're looking at $2.5 billion. Remember, they raised it by over $80 billion. That was just the increase in 1 year. But $2.5 billion, no, we can't do that. Can't send that money to this. President Trump, as president, is commander-in-chief of the military. If he can move people around, if he can send money, if he can build bases in Syria, he can do whatever he wants to protect our border. But a federal judge said no and had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, well, yeah, he's president. He can do that. In September, the court overruled another federal judge, this one from San Francisco, one in Oakland, one in San Francisco. I guess we could call them the boys from the Bay. And let Trump enforce a new ban on asylum claims at the southern border from migrants who did not seek asylum in Mexico. Because, you know, he's president. You want to just, I don't know, what these people, what pretense they're doing this under. I mean, these judges, these federal judges in California and New York, and they swore an oath to the Constitution. I don't know where they're even coming up with the prevarications put this through. We've got to now argue that President Trump can't overturn an Obama executive order that wasn't even Obama's, that was his Homeland Security Director Napolitano, not enforcing the law? Seriously?
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, I don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a four-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market. It's selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, I just want to remind you about our new Super Silver version of toothpaste. We now have, in addition to the original Super Silver, which is a great toothpaste, it's the only one that my family uses now because it has been so effective at arresting tooth decay in our family. Why? Because it's got nano silver. And we have that in the original. We also put it out with a bubblegum flavor for kids. Those are on sale, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And now we have a new version of Super Silver, this one with a whitening agent. And it is a natural whitening agent, of course, coral calcium carbonate. And these are, we try to do everything that we can naturally. And you know, natural agents can be very, very effective. I mean, just take a look at VasoBeet. It's concentrated beet juice, but it is very, very effective as a vasodilator. Or take a look at pollen block, my wife's favorite supplement, because she's always had problems with sinuses. And pollen block is the only thing that she's found. I mean, she's tried everything, every type of thing, you know, pharmaceutical type of things, neti pots, you name it. The only thing that's worked is pollen block. And we're absolutely amazed to see that the ingredient was quail eggs. It's like, are you serious? Concentrated quail eggs or concentrated beet juice. These things can be very, very effective. That's why we call them nutraceuticals, nutrients, foods that can have pharmaceutical effects, except for the adverse stuff that's out there. And so now this Super Silver has, again, a whitening agent, which is coral calcium carbonate. As I mentioned before, it does not have certain things like fluoride. It doesn't have SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, which is made from palm oil. A lot of people find it irritating, have an allergic reaction to it. A lot of people get canker sores from it because this is the stuff that suds up your shampoo. Well, we don't have that in the toothpaste. And even the packaging, we make sure is BPA-free. You can get the new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste 25% off as part of our introductory price. And you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we really do need your support. Really do appreciate that. We're trying to give you the very best quality information and the very best healthcare products you can find out there for your family and your own health. All right, let's talk a little bit about the title of this show we put out there. The Uber CEO says autonomous cars are like an assassination. Seriously, he did. He said that. I don't know, you know, this guy, maybe his English is not his first language. Again, it's another one of our technocratic corporate elite that have been brought in here to rule us, I guess. This guy, Dara Khosrowshahi, I guess. He's now the Uber CEO. And again, Uber has a bad history of their CEOs making very controversial statements, as we had the previous CEO threatening to spend millions of dollars to take down a journalist who was exposing problems in the company, threatened her, and said, I'll spend millions of dollars to find investigators. We'll find something on you. You know, kind of like New York is doing to President Trump. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime. Or bring me the journalist, I'll find the crime. And now we have this guy, the Uber CEO, the current CEO, in an interview saying, comparing what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. Remember Jamal Khashoggi that everybody talked about incessantly in a few news cycles a few months ago? The guy who was working for the Washington Post as a columnist, but he was also a dissident to the Saudi head-chopping regime that is our ally, Mohammed bin Salman. And thugs associated with Mohammed bin Salman were filmed going in there and grabbing this guy and his Apple Watch, I think it was on. And his girlfriend was outside the embassy when they captured him and heard what they were doing to him. Basically cut the guy up alive. A heinous crime, heinous murder in Istanbul by the Saudi government. And yet, this guy who is the Uber CEO compared it to the mistake that Uber made when their self-driving car ran over that woman who was crossing the road. Remember that in Arizona? And it shut down Uber's self-driving experiments that they were doing on public roads. Remember that? You know, they're allowed to do that, of course. You know, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they don't care when big corporations that are part of the technocratic elite, they can do whatever they want. And if they want to conduct experiments, live experiments on the public highways where you and your family are traveling, they are perfectly entitled to do that. And as we saw in the horrific footage of that, remember we had both the interior camera that was focusing on the human who was sitting there doing what humans are being encouraged to do with these autonomous cars. That is nothing. Nothing. Playing with her phone or whatever, and then looks up, startled, and you see with the other camera that somebody who was walking across is run over. And immediately, the Arizona police defended Uber. And so, well, look at that video. You can see that, you know, she was jaywalking. Her fault. And you couldn't possibly, she didn't come into the headlights until the last minute there. And then people who were working on these projects elsewhere said, but wait a minute, the autonomous car doesn't use headlights to see. The autonomous car has LIDAR and other things to identify where these people are. So it doesn't need headlights. And it should have identified that, and it should have done something. It should have gone to emergency braking. And they said, oh, well, we had to turn the emergency brakes off because they were erratic. It's like one after the other. And now in defending that, the Uber CEO says, well, you know, mistakes happen, like what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. A mistake? That was a mistake? Or is he saying that autonomous cars are going to be killing journalists in the future like the Saudis killed Khashoggi? I mean, which way is it? I mean, mistakes happen? Is that what these things are going to be used for? They're going to be assassination tools? Oh, you can bet they are. And I'm serious about that. You can bet they are. I mean, go back to the journalist, Michael, what was his name now? I can't remember. Michael Hastings, thank you. Joe Biggs' friend. Remember Michael Hastings? This is the first time we saw this, and I called it from the very beginning. I said that was an assassination. We had Richard Clark, who came out not too long after that, and he said, yeah, you know, they have used, hacked into cars and taken, of course I knew that as well, right? Been multiple cases of people, every one of the Black Hat or DEF CON conferences that they have in Las Vegas, they show them hacking cars and taking them over. It's the easiest thing in the world. And I said, when I saw that accident, I said, the engine was ejected hundreds of feet in the direction that the car was traveling. And then the car goes over to the right and hits a tree. And then it catches fire. And the gas tank is not part of the fire. I said, okay, something else is happening here. You don't eject an engine at a right angle when it runs into a tree. And the gas tank is going to be involved in that. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com. As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
The witch queen of the deep state lost the 2016 election because she was arrogant, and the corporate whores in the media busily covering up her giant pedophile and blackmail rings thought that her victory was assured. Now that the enemy lost that election, they are awake and throwing everything they've got at us. And conservatives and nationalists and Christians and patriots, many of them, are asleep thinking 2020's in the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we just lost Kentucky governorship. We just lost the Virginia State House the first time in 30 years. This is serious. We can win again and secure the gains we've gotten, or we can see it all washed down the drain. Whatever you do, get more politically activated than you ever have and spread the live links at band.video and infowars.com/show if you want to defeat the deep state and the globalist. Then get fired up. Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, Yeah, as we look at the Uber CEO saying, you know, mistakes sometimes happen, like when a government murders a journalist or an autonomous car of mine kills somebody. I don't think that the death of Michael Hastings was an accident. I don't think the death of Khashoggi was an accident either, quite frankly. I think both of those are just as deliberate, and I think we all need to be concerned about the death of freedom. Our freedom of mobility, our freedom to live where we want in the manner that we choose, all those things are being taken away by these corporate elitists. But what was interesting about this is the Uber CEO, whose name I can't pronounce. I'm going to have to take some foreign language courses to learn the names of my new leaders here, the technocratic elite that they brought in. I don't know where he's from, but anyway, he compared it to the mistake that Uber made when it killed Elaine Hirschberg in Arizona when they were allowed to conduct experiments on public roads, and nobody had any problem with it at the state level or the federal level. I mean, you know, they're always regulating everything. As a matter of fact, they're pricing us out of the ability to buy cars because of all the mandates that they have on things, and they're eventually going to do that completely in terms of gasoline engines. He compared it to that, and then immediately, an hour later, he called back to the people he was having the interview with, Axios on HBO, said, mistakes were made. He says, oh, well, that was a mistake. I said something in the moment that I do not believe. Khashoggi, his murder was reprehensible and should not be forgotten or excused, he said. Now, the interesting thing about all this is that as he's talking about this and comparing it to Saudi Arabia and saying that, you know, the autonomous car murdering that pedestrian was a mistake, just like Saudi Arabia murdering that journalist was a mistake. Remember that Saudi Arabia is Uber's fifth largest shareholder. Saudi Arabia is the head of its, the head of its sovereign wealth fund in Saudi Arabia is a member of the company's board. So he just compared this to the Saudi assassination and said they're both mistakes. Yeah, it's a mistake. We may now be talking about the former head of Uber. And if we're talking about, the new autonomous cars that are there, and people dying in their cars, we just had a man, a lawsuit that has been taken out by the family of a 48-year-old anesthesiologist, a father of five. He leased a Tesla Model S for two reasons, his family said. He was environmentally sensitive. He just felt for the environment. And he was also safety conscious. And so he purchased a Tesla Model S. He was driving his dream car when he lost control. The sleek blue Model S Tesla, writes Boston.com, careened across a road in South Florida and slammed into a palm tree. It wasn't the crash that killed him. It was the batteries. Now, this is not like the Michael Hastings crash where the engine flies several hundred feet down the road in the path that the car was going. Meanwhile, the car heads off in a right angle and hits a tree in the front, and then the gas tank, which is the flammable part of the car, does not engage in that. You know, you do have cars that spontaneously burst into flames in accidents. You can, you know, take a look at it. When we were talking about this Michael Hastings thing, I took some pictures of some racetrack accidents. And you can see one car careen off of the racetrack and into, the wall, and nothing happened to it. Didn't explode. Then another car comes along and careens and hits the same slick or whatever and takes the same trajectory, but it's spinning around and it goes in rear end first where the gas tank is. And when it hits the wall, it immediately bursts into flame. Just so you understand how these things happen. Now, in an electric car, if you compromise the batteries, that's what causes these fires to happen, and that frequently does happen in a bad accident. The batteries are, what you have now that's being designed by Tesla and Rivian and these other car companies is essentially a skate, they call it, electric skateboard. It has batteries that are underneath the passenger compartment vehicle, the complete floor, and they're located within the axles. And so it's going to take a pretty big accident to compromise those. But sometimes that happens. You know, an accident, it can, you can still have something hit the bottom part of the car and compromise one of those batteries. That causes a fire. Or it can be a severe accident to cause that fire. And that's what happened. The crash did not kill this anesthesiologist. The last moments of his life were gruesome and excruciating. After the crash, the Tesla's lithium-ion battery caught fire. Smoke and then flames filled the car. Suffocating and burning from his feet up, he tried to escape. Outside, a crowd gathered. They also could not get him out of the car. Because the car's retractable door handles, which are supposed to be auto-present when they detect a key fob nearby, malfunctioned. And first responders were unable to open the door. And so this 48-year-old anesthesiologist, father of five, was burned alive because he was environmentally sensitive and safety conscious, of course. As Eric Peters points out on his site, epautos.com, the selectively closed eye of Sauron, meaning the federal regulators who turn their eye the other way. They can be very, very detailed when it comes to certain things and certain people, certain companies, but they look the other way for others. As he points out, from September 2016 through March of 2018, about a two-year period, at least 37 Uber cars crashed into something. One of them killed the 49-year-old Lane Hirschberg as she was walking across. And he compares that in his article to what happened back in the 1980s. You remember when we had Audis who were told were unintentionally accelerating back then? We were told that a handful of them had unintentionally accelerated relative to hundreds of thousands of Audis that were then in circulation. As he points out, the Audis, under suspicion, did not accelerate unintentionally. Their drivers did. They inadvertently floored the accelerator pedal instead of the brake because of the European-style pedal placement that was tighter space than it was in American cars. Nevertheless, Sauron came after Audi and almost put them out of business. Before they came after Volkswagen and put them out of business nearly until they capitulated and became the biggest promoters of electric vehicles as part of that multi-billion-dollar settlement where nobody was hurt. Nobody was hurt in that. And now we have automated Ubers that kill people, but that's okay because it's just an accident, you know, like the chopping up of the journalist. Tesla, by the way, is now rolling vehicles off of the assembly line in Shanghai for China. They are emblazoned with Tesla's brand name in Chinese characters. And I read that and I said to my wife, I said, what does that look like? I don't know. Maybe they've got phonetic characters. The Japanese have that as well. You know, I typically think of Chinese characters. I think of the pictures that they use for characters, right? You know, they have famously done things like, if you got a, symbol for a boat, you know, well, it looks like a boat. And if you got a really, really big boat, it's got a boat with eight people inside, you know, kind of like Noah's Ark. That's a whole story in and of itself right there. But nevertheless, the idea that you've got, this picture thing, I thought, well, what would it look like? You know, a Tesla, would they have like a lightning bolt, you know, or a man with a lightning bolt, Nikolai Tesla? Or maybe they got, the kind of characters like they use in Japan sometimes. Is it running vertically? Is it running horizontally? Is it going right to left, left to right? That's kind of, you know, inquiring minds want to know about that. We'll be right back. We'll talk about Lyft. They now have an incentive for you to sell your car and start renting by the ride from them. Imagine that. They must be looking at Schumer's plan, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Please support us as well and spread the word about the transmission. And remember, your financial support is what makes this possible. Plus, we make it easy. We have really great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze that every year around this time, we are able to offer at their cost. And then we're given a rebate for the new year when we purchase these. This way, I don't have to pay taxes on them. This is $147 is the cost with free shipping. They've never done a deal that good. It's a hot item. They sell tens of thousands of these a year. It's a 4-stage ion cluster. Other competing brands are $400, $500, $600, $700. All the markup. No, ladies and gentlemen, we usually sell these all day long for $250. They're a great deal. $147. I've told the guy, like, this cuts into the market selling this low. People don't appreciate it. Well, this is what the InfoWars audience gets. InfoWarsStore.com. There's only a few hundred of these left at this price. And then more don't come in until next year. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know. But I'm here to tell you, every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Yeah, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. I'll try it. No. That, you're talking about the free market here. That's not going to be allowed. Not in the technocratic smart cities, you know, the technocracy that they're currently establishing. No. They don't care what you want. They're going to tell you what you're going to be allowed to have. And so we have, you know, we've had the cash for clunkers. That was the trial balloon in all this. Obama, oh, we're going to help the automobile company. So we're going to, you know, let you trade in your old durable cars, your clunkers, and we'll subsidize you buying a new car. And now we're coming around with something even bigger. Chuckie Schumer has announced that if you vote for Democrats, you can get a brand new electric vehicle subsidized by the government. He's setting aside, he says, $500 billion for this. So I guess, you know, we're looking at, what do we call this? Uber's got a new program. I'm sorry, not Uber. We were talking about Uber and their accidental assassinations of Khashoggi, the accidental murder of the lady in Arizona. Lyft, on the other hand, comes out with a new program called Ditch Your Car. I think that's kind of a risky thing for somebody trying to sell autonomous cars, self-driving cars. Ditch Your Car initiative. I think they're working on that. They've been working on that. They're going to ditch your car with you along in for the ride, right? Drive you straight into a ditch. That's what we're all worried about. And then, of course, you can sell your car. If you online car sales company Carvana will buy your vehicle, and then they can get you started on a new carless existence, where you don't control your transportation, right? According to a car driver, with credits with Lyft. So you sell your car to Carvana, and you get credits with Lyft, and it can include free electric scooter rentals. Wouldn't you like to get rid of your car, and you can scooter around in the rain and the cold and the heat? Oh, please, yes, let me ditch my car. You know, maybe I can get some of these wonderful new high-speed trains. You know, that's the other thing I got going in California here. But let's not leave this just yet. You know, we had the cash for clunkers. Now they've got the Ditch Your Car initiative at Lyft. What are we going to call Chuckie Schumer's program where he's going to set aside $500 billion to shower the EV car companies with cash and to shower consumers with cash to get them to buy electric vehicles when only 1% of the people would do that with the incentives that they had before? So we'll give you even more money. How about that? Maybe we could call that, since he wants to give away $500 billion for people to buy EVs, maybe we could call it the Charge It program. Just put it on the tab. It's just the modern monetary thing. $500 billion here. That's nothing. I mean, we got all the Democrats out there, tens of trillions of dollars for every one of these programs that they got out there. So, you know, $500 billion, that's nothing. And you can just charge your car. We'll let future generations pay for it. Or, you know, those billionaires, they'll pay for it, right? No. The billionaires are the ones who are going to get all the money. The billionaires are going to make money every time you rent your car by the ride. And that's what they're really after. The EV stuff is just a dodge. They're telling you this is all about saving the environment, just like they told that doctor who was incinerated in his Tesla with the handles that he couldn't open up. They're telling you this is to save the environment. And so they're going to take away your car in order to save the environment. And they're going to approve in California a $3.2 billion bond. They've already done it, as a matter of fact. They approved it. $3.2 billion to start a new high-speed train to nowhere. To nowhere. This is going to take people about half the distance between L.A. and Vegas. It's going to take you from Vegas to nowhere. And then you got to figure out how to get the from nowhere to somewhere. This is going to be subsidizing a billionaire, Richard Branson, who owns Virgin. So this is the Virgin Trains USA. And this is a bond issuance, the bondage that these people in California have voted to put themselves into, bondage to the Desert Express Enterprises, an affiliate of Richard Branson's Virgin Trains USA. And they're going to build a high-speed train from Las Vegas to Victorville, California. Yes, Victorville. You all know where Victorville is, right? It's located in Southern California's high desert, in the middle of nowhere, as Zero Hedge points out. This is right after we had Governor Newsom, not even a year ago. So did you know that thing that we had going from L.A. to San Francisco? Those are two cities you've heard of, right? A bullet train. He said in February that he was going to end it because it was out of control in terms of spending. It would have been completed in 2033 at a staggering cost of $77 billion, if you believe that. I mean, they've kept upping that number over and over and over again, as well as pushing the deadline back. Governments can't build any infrastructure programs anymore. I mean, they can't even do basic modification here in Texas. Austin is a mess. And they're not even working on where the traffic problems are, but they're creating new problems elsewhere. And they don't build anything unless it is going to be a toll road. I was driving home on Friday, and I heard out of a San Antonio radio station, I couldn't believe what I heard. He had this individual who was with the Texas Department of Transportation saying, we aren't building any new lanes. We're not going to add any new lanes. I keep hearing from all the stakeholders, we've just got to get people out of their cars. And so they're talking about having some kind of a high-speed rail system there, too. It's like unbelievable. You hear from the stakeholders. You're not hearing from the citizens. You're hearing from the stakeholders. The billionaires, the elites, the technocrats, the people who make the decisions, and these other bureaucrats at the Texas Department of Transportation who don't care what people want. They don't care if you want a car. They're not going to build an infrastructure for that car. They're not even going to maintain the one that they've got. And so in California, where they just had to shut down another high-speed rail system between two actual destinations, L.A. and San Francisco, they're now going to start the process all over again. You know, this other thing ballooned into $77 billion. Now they're going to spend, for starters, this is the opening bid, $3.2 billion to build this train to nowhere. As I point out, it's going to take about, one and a half hours, to go. Let's see, what is the mileage here? I had that down here. They had the mileage that it was going to take to go. And it works out to being an average of about 127 miles per hour. And my first reaction was, I can do better than that. Just take the speed limits off. I'm serious. Take the artificial speed limits off out in the middle of the desert of Nevada and California, number one. Number two, I don't have to drive 127 miles an hour. I could. I wouldn't have a problem doing that. But, you know, that's what they do in Germany. They have adult drivers in Germany, and they don't have any speed limits. But the reality is that where you really get your advantage, you've probably seen this if you watch Top Gear, you know, they have a race between a train that has to leave on a particular schedule and a guy in a car who can leave whenever he wants. And he can go straight to his destination. He doesn't have to get any connecting transportation. By the time you get connecting transportation, that's the point. So you drive from L.A. to Victorville. By the time you get there, you're pretty much halfway to Vegas. What do? Do you leave your car somewhere? You take a train? You're going to walk to wherever your destination is? Or are you going to take a cab or an Uber or Lyft? Oh, yeah, that's what you're going to do. And then what are you going to do with it, right? With a car, you go point to point. That's why they don't want you to have that kind of freedom. They don't want you living in the suburbs. Why do people have the suburbs? Well, because they didn't want to live in the cities. They didn't want to be packed in. They couldn't afford to live there. We're just talking about how Amazon and Apple and all these other people are putting homeless facilities inside their corporate headquarters, showering people with money, universal basic housing, universal basic income. They're taking everything from us, these corporations and these banks, and they're leaving us homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. And we're falling for it. That's the thing that bothers me about it. All right, folks, these same people who are trying to take away your ability to live wherever you want, they call it urban sprawl. The urban planners have been shutting this in. Former CEO of Lyft was an urban planner. That's where he got to this. They're shutting everything down. They're shutting down your free speech. The same people who have taken over cyberspace, who've taken over social media, who've taken over the internet, they want to take over regular space. But we're not going to let them do that. And one of the ways that we do that is we keep free speech alive. Keep your free speech alive. We keep the free press alive. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got new specials that are going up. We have a new product, Super Silver Now, a variant with whitening agent. Yes, we have coral calcium carbonate that is added to our new Super Silver. Take a look at that, 25% off. The older versions are 50% off. Mini sales still at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our program. Thank you for listening.